Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 45. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And we're here again to discuss anime, video games, and other geeky things we enjoy.
So let's lead off.
Well, we can start off with Slayers.
Yes. Slayers has returned after, what, a decade after Slayers Tri finished? Or at
Nearly.
Least in Japan. It's probably been more like 12 to 13 years if we consider it that way. But in any case, Slayers has returned in two 13-episode series, Slayers Revolution and Slayers Evolution R. Basically, imagine it as one continuous series, and they just broke up into two 13-episode series instead of one continuous 26-episode series. So we've seen the first half.
It's
at least
good.
Proteus and I have seen the first half. It was enjoyable. All the voice actors have come back to reprise their roles from the English cast, except for, I think it's David Mu, who originally played Zelos in Next and Try. I forget who the new guy is. And Eric Stewart has come back to play as Gallery, but he doesn't sound the same. He's slightly different, and it's throwing me off.
Though the guy who voiced Zelos still, I mean, it's a very similar voice. Don't you think?
It's similar, but not quite the same. Like, when he says it's a secret, it's still not quite the same.
Yeah.
I know there's going to be purists saying that we should watch it purely with the subtitles, and I don't mind watching Slayers in the subtitles. I watch it both ways, but for the first time through, I like to do the English, just so I know what's going on. That way, if I'm not quite paying attention to the subtitles, I miss something, I know what happened. But it's shiny, and it's traditional Slayers. They go about trying to figure, you know, get roped into something. Lena gets arrested for being Lena.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
In this case.
But you can't blame, you know, authorities for wanting to arrest her, considering how often she throws around dragon slaves. And yes, she does save the world, but those dragon slaves end up taking out many small villages along the way.
She's only blown up a couple mountains, a few villages, maybe a castle or two.
She's only nearly destroyed the fabric of reality. Once or twice.
Yeah. And now she's going after pirates instead of bandits, because bandits are an endangered species now because they've killed too many.
You can become an endangered species by being a bandit? Does that mean they're protected by law?
Well, she's just worried that there's not enough left that,
To line her pockets for, you know, taking out bandits anymore because they've taken out so many.
Gotcha. It's too dangerous to become a bandit because you'll get a dragon slave thrown at you?
Yes. But yeah, but they meet up with the old team, Amelia and Zelgadis, because there's basically a conspiracy going down with the kingdom of... Oh, what is it?
It's not Seirun again?
No. Seirun comes into it later, but it's Tafrashia. Yes, Tafrashia. We got some crazy names sometimes, I swear, in Slayers.
Hey, one of the things that always stuck in my mind most from Slayers was kindness to all creatures, kick, and pacifist punch.
Pacifist crush.
Pacifist crush.
There are a few of those. Unfortunately, Amelia and Prince Phil try and use it on, you know, something really big and nasty, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah. Which we won't spoil. Basically, it follows, like, similar sort of, you know, Slayer's plot. We go around doing this, and then we find out it actually is more nefarious things because of this and that, and then we got them to a conclusion in 13 episodes, but we've hinted at something else, which is what takes place in the second portion of the series. I don't know. I had a lot of fun with it. It's good to revisit Slayers again. I feel better about it than Try, but it's still not as good as Next.
But they bring back a few things that they kind of mentioned in the first season, I think, because it wasn't Cyrag and the Xanathar, the demon beasts, weren't those mentioned in
Yeah, there's a lot of continuity between the things, and what was freaking me out is many years ago, I think it was the first convention I ever went, I actually bought a Slayers art book, and some of the designs in there actually start appearing in this series, and I'm like, okay.
Was it Pakoto or whatever?
No. It's the Beast Man.
Oh,
and some
name?
Other.
Can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name either. It was another kind of odd name. But yeah, there's a weird little flying critter in there.
Douglas,
named Pakota. I thought he was going to be the cute, cuddly, oh, look, you know, the cute, cuddly mascot thing, but no, he's not really cute or cuddly and not mascot-y at all.
His personality is quite like Lena's.
So there's lots of clashing.
Well, since I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, Gowney's sword.
He
breaks it a lot.
lots, because he has a normal sword now. But they get solved, but we won't say why. It's kind of spoiler-ish.
Yeah, we're usually anti-spoiler here.
Try to be anti-spoiler, yes. So if you haven't checked it out, I highly do recommend getting it. I think you can watch the subtitled episodes still on Funimation's website. A few of them. I don't know if all of them are there, but there's a few. And I think they also have Slayers, Slayers Next, and Slayers Try. So if you haven't seen any of the originals, you can watch those. Though I highly recommend just investing the $50 to buy the box set, which has all three seasons, which makes me cry since I spent $100 for each season way back when. But this is when anime first came out on DVD, so yeah.
It's a lot easier now. If you're just now getting into anime, God, your pocketbooks are going to love you compared to, you know, even 3-4 years ago.
I'm just glad that Funimation made the announcement. We're just going to release stuff as box sets. No more individual discs. Thank you!
It just makes sense. It makes sense for them. It's a lot easier to promote a box set and release it. And then they don't have to promote this. Then they, you know, stop promoting the series, basically, once, you know, it's kind of...
It's easier in their marketing budget, and they don't have to constantly create separate different trailers for each individual disc.
So yes, go see it.
Alright.
We've also been watching The Count of Monte Cristo. I can't say the Japanese subtitle bit with it. It's like Inzoku or something. I always mispronounce it even looking at it. Yeah. But in any case, it's the anime take on Alexandre Dumas' classic The Count of Monte Cristo.
Except it's in space.
And there might possibly be vampires and
Or something.
Yeah, that was our thought. We've only watched the first, 6 episodes so far? Yeah. The animation style is really kind of crazy. It's a lot of, flat patterned pieces. And when the character moves, the pattern doesn't move, but the character does.
Yeah, for example, they have, you know, they're wearing a coat with a pattern. And they move their sleeves and it just reveals a different part of the pattern as though, the pattern was just kind of sitting there
behind the
them
character.
Almost. Yeah.
So it kind
of... Or was projected onto them or something.
So it gets a little bit trippy, but it's a really nice textural element to the series. I find it very visually interesting because it's not very traditionally done.
It's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I actually haven't read The Count of Monte Cristo, which I'm trying to actually... resolve, but I have seen a movie, and so far it is following the plot closely, but it is also different, at least from the movie plot that I've seen. I already know what's going to happen, at least the traditional story, but I know what's going to happen in the anime. And I'd say so far the voice acting, at least the English cast, has been really well done. And I think so far it was worth the $20 I paid for it. Yes, go Funimation save line. I don't care if it has a stupid green stripe, and it's in the skinnier boxes, it fits better on my shelf, there's 4 discs and 2 cases, and I got a whole series for $20.
Hey, I love these slimline things they're doing, because it used to be, for an entire series of a thing, it took up a good foot on my bookshelf, whatever I would get my DVDs in. Now, an entire series can take up like an inch.
Yes, it's wonderful. So they gotta start releasing more stuff, which most people complain. They're like, when are you gonna release this? And where do you get the rights to this? So I know a lot of people have actually been clamoring for Trigun again.
They have re-released it. I saw it at Best Buy yesterday.
Is it like a whole box set?
The entire series.
Okay. It's out. I just noticed that when I was looking at the Funimation boards when they were looking at the release schedule. Which still, when are they releasing Fooly Cooly? They keep saying before the end of this year, but I can't find any official solid release date. I need to replace my copies. They got stolen.
Maybe they'll surprise you.
I'm wishing they just release it on like one disc.
Yeah.
It's 6 episodes.
It's 6 episodes and they released, well, it wasn't them. It was...
Gainax, wasn't it?
Genon. No.
Genion?
No, you're not. Gainax. Whoever had it before?
They released it, wasn't it? 6 episodes on 3 discs?
Yes,
2
discs.
Episodes, 3 discs. And they were
waste
they were expensive. No matter where I went, I couldn't find them any cheaper between $25 to $30. So it was expensive to buy all 3 discs. It paid almost as much as this.
There was pretty much never a box set, was there? You had each disc.
Each disc was separate. There was never a box set released, and it went out of print, and now it's supposedly coming back, and my copies got stolen, and I want to watch it again, and it's a whole other rant. I've ranted enough on it.
That's all right. And then, for those that haven't been to the site and haven't read it, I know that you guys have also been watching Birdie the Mighty Decode.
Yeah, we watched about 6 episodes of it, but we've been not watching it lately. We've just been doing other things.
Work.
Watching Slayers, and I've had a lot of work.
And I've been making costumes.
Yeah, but we have quite enjoyed it, just trying to get back to it.
I kind of want to see a dubbed episode, but I wouldn't actually mind buying it. The animation's really smooth, the characters are interesting, the plot is interesting. I already feel sad because something has transpired in the thing, and I'm like, oh, I kind of like this, and now it's gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we're not even that many episodes in. I'm already feeling emotional attachments.
Well, that's good writing, then.
And good acting.
Yes. Good voice acting, good writing. Sounds like a series everybody should sketch.
Especially if you like science fiction. How about you, Assimilator?
You fell off the bus.
Yes, I started playing WoW again, but I've already talked about this.
Oh, I mixed my metaphors there.
You did.
Somewhere between throw under the bus and fall off the wagon.
I fell off the wagon.
My brother fell off the wagon as well.
No, actually, technically I didn't fall off the wagon. I jumped back on it. For those of you who are wondering what they're talking about, I started playing World of Warcraft again. Started a warlock on Cenarion Circle.
Have you started leveling already?
I'm level 9.
Okay, because I wasn't going to start leveling until Cataclysm came out.
Well, I wanted something to do besides play my priest, because I played my priest to death. And I haven't been touching my mage on Silverhand, because I'm actually waiting on that. And I figured how much time I have to play. By the time I get to the points outside of the Burning Crusade area, then the entire Azerothian world will have changed anyways. I wonder if the changes in Cataclysm will affect the Burning Crusade lands that are in Azeroth, though.
Like the
Ghostlands and the area with the Draenei.
Baldinos.
Because technically they're on Azeroth, but they're part of the Burning Crusade setup, so I wonder if they're going to make those changes to that area.
You can be like me and my brother. You go through the Wowhead Cataclysm, like, mirror site, because they have the stuff sitting up for the beta in there that people post on. And a lot of people have been taking pictures or have the maps for the overworld so you can actually see the changes that have been implemented. So we kind of were cruising through all the different map areas to see what they looked like and if they were different. Some things they haven't even mapped out yet. Like, Silithus is getting a change, but there actually isn't, like, a map icon or a over map that you can look at yet. So people actually just took screen captures of looking down on the ground and pasted them together.
Impressive.
But progression is gone. They've actually been posting more. But I feel like I'm playing, like, a whole new game again. This is what happens when you don't play for 2 years. If you don't play for 2 years, you forget a lot of things and then you realize that everything you do has changed again.
I think actually a good time to start playing again for those that aren't playing right now is probably right when patch 4 comes out.
Is it 4.0.1?
With the new talents and when they start actually doing all the pre-expansion stuff, getting the world to starting the world changes and all the events that lead up to it. I think that's when a good time will be for those that have kind of given up to start playing again.
And I'm starting all over from scratch, so I don't want to make any more investment in the character I'm leaving behind.
You could just pay the $25 and move your characters.
I do not want to pay the money to move. Really, I don't. I'm not like my brother who pays to move. I forget how many characters, and he pays to buy the Celestial Charger. Yes, he's paid the $20 to buy the Celestial Charger. But it's cross-account.
It's account-bound. So
yeah,
you
so
all
the characters. And he has so many account-bound items that he can just give items to his characters and he never has to actually go farming for equipment.
Nice. I know, actually, the worst one I've ever heard was my coworker wanted the dual cedar rocket mount. So he bought his girlfriend a second copy of WoW, paid for the account, so we could, in order to get the thing going. I think he had to pay for 2 months for her, got a month free for him, and a month, then, you know, there's the month that you get when you buy the thing. So technically, he paid for a month and a new, I think he had to buy up the Burning Crusade in order to get it.
Whee! Yeah. My brother says he's not hardcore, considering he has like 4 or 5 level 80s. He has Helidins and Tankadins and, you know, yeah. Druid heals, Death Knight tank, Hunter DPS. Oh, which he's also been, was making the quest camps for Spirit Beasts.
Oh, and a few weeks ago, we had said a rumor we heard that WoW that a Cataclysm was going to come out early November.
Well, then I heard stuff that was supposed to be coming out early next year. And I'm like, well, which is it?
Well, now Irish Pride, through his detective skills, found something that said that the new version of the Cataclysm is supposed to come out a week or so before the new arena season. And the new arena season is supposed to come out in mid-December. So through that logic, we're expecting Cataclysm early December.
Yeah, I think the season's supposed to start like on the 14th of December. And they had said that it would be, the game would launch at least a week before, which would have been like the 7th. How true it is, we don't know. But apparently it was, you know, talked about in an MMO Champions blue post, which usually I think might be a Blizzard employee. But we don't know yet. So if you're itching to start up your account, wait till December. They'll probably be, I'm guessing they'll make an announcement at BlizzCon. BlizzCon's happening the 23rd and 24th of October. So something will be announced there. Maybe they'll announce the final character for Diablo 3.
Probably.
Still maybe. Waiting. They finally have the male and female counterparts to all the characters that have already been announced. And they've also been announcing the new crafting system, which actually looks a lot better.
A lot better than throw things in the Herodric cube and shake.
Yes, you actually get a craftsperson who follows you around. You can choose different craftspeople, and they skill up as you give them stuff to do.
That's cool.
So you can always get fun stuff. And they tried to make it to that if you make a piece of equipment, it kind of more aligns for your character. And if you pick up equipment in the world that you can't really use, it's basically like enchanting in WoW, where you throw it your Herodric cube, it disenchants it into other component pieces that you can give to your craftsperson to make something that your particular character class can use.
That's handy.
Which is so much, you know, nicer. Instead of having to wait for something to always drop and grinding hour upon hour. I'm sorry, I don't like grinding forever.
Well, since we're on the topic of Blizzard, looks like they sent out a warning a little bit ago saying that people that are hackers and modders were going to get permabanned. And per Blizzard's usual thing, they have permabanned so far 5,000 StarCraft II players who are in violation of the Battle.net Terms of Service, or Terms of Use.
For cheating and or using hacking programs while playing.
Of course, 5,000 people playing StarCraft II is a drop in the bucket, probably.
But it is a sign that, I mean, these aren't just, you know, you're banned for this amount of time. These are people that...
Yeah, these are life bans.
They can never play online on StarCraft II again. And since their StarCraft games are bound to their usernames, they have to buy a new copy of StarCraft 2 and start a new Battle.net account if they want to play online again.
Just don't cheat. Don't hack. Don't think that you have to school everybody.
That is what the need of people have wanting to, you know, have to cheat in order to win. Just play within the rules of the game.
Well, there's people who want to, you know, say, oh, I'm really, really good, which is why you can't change your battle ID name, thank you. I still am waiting for that supposed you might be able to change your name on StarCraft 2 because I picked the wrong name. Still waiting for that. I hope it comes soon.
It is still reported as coming soon.
That'd be really nice. Really, really nice. When we're reading, we'll read later. But yay, a new name change.
And since we're on banning people, a bit more... Met a higher scale. Bungie reset the credits on 15,000 Halo Reach cheaters.
I wonder what they were just exactly doing. So what's the credits?
I honestly have no clue. I need to play this game in order to understand.
It sounds like they weren't cheating at necessarily the game and making, you know, it easier for them to win. They were just cheating at getting like achievement kind of points almost.
To complete a challenge 20 times via disconnecting and then reconnecting to the network. So basically these people were like unplugging their Xboxes from the network, purposely reconnecting it, then disconnecting it again, like rapid fire. That's what it sounds like.
You could ask your brother, Proteus. He has Halo Reach.
Does he?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
He was anticipating its release. Target exploit allowed players to complete a challenge 20-plus times via intentional network manipulation.
Anywho, so, again, people stop cheating. It doesn't pay. The people who own these systems that you're trying to go around are going to catch you eventually, and it will. You'll find out that it wasn't worth it.
I just don't have the time. Well, I don't have the time to play anything. Hardly. I wish there was more time. Most of my time has been taken up doing costumes, which I will be talking about in a blog post eventually.
Taking some pictures and showing some stuff.
Yes, because I am making costumes partially for Halloween, but they're pirate costumes. And this is the first time I've ever gone into sewing, so I figure I have some information I can give to people who maybe want to start doing their own cosplay thing or making costumes, but have no idea where to really start. It is a nice, fun, crafty thing. I'm having fun. I just wish I wasn't still cutting everything out. The sewing part's easy. It's all the prep work that takes forever.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to use this. We're on a sci-fi-ish from our last thing and go into this, segue into this next one. If you plan on playing the new Force Unleashed game, there is a special unlockable character that you can play in there. He has been an adventurer for many years, has been into the hearts of gamers, and is very snarky, I guess you could consider him at times. Guybrush Threepwood is an unlockable character in The Force Unleashed. Yes, so you'll be able to play somebody who really doesn't belong in that universe, but because he's a LucasArts property, he gets to show up all he wants.
How about we just make another Rookie Island or something that isn't all about rub objects against other objects? I'd have to give it another shot. My brother and I tried playing one for the PS2. Yes, this was sad. It's not for the PC, but it was the only thing we had, you know, could find at the time. Because I had no idea what Monkey Island was because we never had a computer when we were younger. So, in any case, we couldn't even get it out of the first area. We didn't know what the frick we were doing. It took forever to get anywhere. You have to, like, it's like, what am I doing? I don't know. But yeah, it just seems really odd. It's almost as bad as having Darth Vader and Yoda, you know, pop up in the last Soul Calibur game. I mean, really what it kind of made sense was Link. I could see, you know, his character being, you know, pushed beyond, but who was it? Spawn and the Tekken guy?
Yeah. Tekken guy maybe, because at least he's from the fighting game series.
Yeah.
But Spawn I don't really get. What about the Spartan chick?
The Spartan chick?
Or was that in Dead? That was in Dead or Alive, sorry.
I was like, I remember there being Greek chicks, but they've been in there.
Sorry, the Spartan chick was Dead or Alive, not Soul Calibur.
We're getting our games crossed.
That's not too hard to do.
Oh, you've been playing lots of Rock Band.
I have Rock Band 2.
Well, it's not really your Rock Band 2. We've been borrowing Rock Band 2.
Yeah. I have attempted to recreate Sex Bob-omb in rock band form. But I need to earn a lot more money to dress them up properly.
At least Scott doesn't have a torn shirt anymore.
No. Steven is still in, like, default clothes, though.
Boo.
You don't earn a lot of money. I'm surprised. You earn thousands of fans for a gig, but you earn, like, $25. And I'm like, this is not real.
It's probably your net profit, you know, from shows, which, you know, you consider you're paying for the venue, you're paying for staff and everything like that. So you're not, and then there's the bar tab.
Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
So you actually owe me money.
I think they should have, you know, made that clear before they started, you know, the bartender should have said, okay, now we're not paying for the beer, so you do have to pay for that as you drink. Okay, and that's something I never understood, really, is the guys that they played for got all pissed off they did it. By the time those guys showed up, the bar was closing anyway, so they would have missed their sets anyways.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they actually saved you from having a bad reputation.
Well, I thought they misdirected those guys somehow.
No, they didn't misdirect them. They just showed up there and said that's who they were. And the guys showed up way later.
That's right. I thought they took a sign down or something for that was supposed to direct the good old boys band to. Oh well, we're way off topic of any sort now.
If you haven't seen it, go watch Blues Brothers. Fun movie. Don't watch the Blues Brothers 2000. It doesn't exist.
What movie? I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Well, I'm out of stuff. How about you guys?
Yeah.
We are good.
Yeah, so check out, what have we got? Spreadshirt, thegameslave.spreadshirt.com for some t-shirts.
Spreadshirt.thegameslave.com.
Other way around.
Blah. Check out the t-shirts we have. I'll be putting up some long-sleeve shirts, which I think there is a sale going on those for the month of October, so I'll get those up here shortly. Feel free to leave us comments at thegameslave, at mail at thegameslave.com. Boy, we're not doing good on our names this week. Or you can also leave comments on our website at www.thegameslave.com.
Yes, please comment. We enjoy comments. We're happy when we see comments on there.
Especially when they're not spam and I have to immediately delete them. I do watch those, by the way.
Have a good week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.